Okay, so good. Okay, I'm ready to go when you are.
Oh, kia ora. Kia ora na, aroha mai. Having a few little technical difficulties tonight. Aroha mai te whānau. We have tracked my whanaunga down, and I'm so happy to be joined now by Tama Pōtaka, the newest MP for Hamilton West. He has had a little bit of time in Te Whare Paramata already. Nei te mihi nui ki a koe e te whanaunga.
Tēnā koe, te kiri whanaunga. Ngā mihi ki a koe.
Oh, kia ora rā, Tama. It's so wonderful to have you join us on Radio Wātea tonight. First of all, of course, nei te mihi nui ki a koe. Me o mahi kapwairawātu, me tō unga i roto i te whare pāramata. Nei te mihi nui ki a koe. You know, cousin, I always thought you had it in you. And I remember growing up, you were always the most intelligent cousin of all of us. And so I'm not surprised at all to find you in this space now. How are you feeling about the election?
Well, tēnā koe e te tuanheringa me ngā mihi mata koa koa o te wā ki a koe, koutou ko te areare tāringa mai, e whakarongo mai ana ki Wātea i tēnei wā. Now, me kōrero Pākehau, me kōrero Māori rānei.
He pai me he kōrero mā, he kōrero Pākehā.
Oh, ka pai. Okay, thank you for that mandate. Look,
Ha
it's wonderful to have a kōrero with you and to acknowledge all the good mahi that you've been doing over the last 2 decades. I don't think I've seen you for a few years. But also to observe the positive contributions you've been making to the Taiao and other places and spaces in your life and your recent graduation with a law degree from Waikato University. To reinforce the commitment that you have to te taiao and to your whānau, but also to getting things done. And, you know, we have a whakatauke that many of us talk about, ka ki hōhunu pāpaku waiwa. So deep on throat, but short on muscle. And I've seen some of those videos that you post about the good mahi doing the taiao and the muscle that you're bringing to Papatūānuku and our various domains and dimensions. So thank you for that, Mahi. I wanted to acknowledge you before we have a kōrero.
Oh, thank you. I'm humbled. I'm humbled. Thank you so much. Engari, tonight I wanted to have the kōrero about you. And, you know, the election's coming up. I've heard you referred to as the great Māori hope. And, you know, that is in reference to being in the National Party, and as the polls are showing at the moment, it's looking likely that National is going to get in. There is a little bit of nervousness, or maybe a lot of nervousness, for some in the Māori community that perhaps if there's going to be a coalition with ACT, that there will be a threat to some of the advances that Māori have made over the last few years in terms of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the legislation which gives life to the principles of the treaty of Te Tiriti and then co-governance. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you raise a number of issues, but let's just start with the current situation and what's happened in the past 40, 50 years where National has been at the forefront of many powerful and empowering Māori initiatives, whether or not that's Te Mata Tini with the National Deputy Prime Minister Duncan McIntyre, whose name is on the toa whakaihu waka, or the Kura Kaupapa Koangareo and Wānanga movements, where National played a very strong and positive contributive tautoko role to the establishment of all those institutions, or whānau ora, which alongside with the Māori Party under the John Key government, National worked together and helped establish that kaupapa. And you mentioned one other being treaty settlements, which National started with the likes of Jim Bolger and Bill Birch, Doug Graham, and actually has completed 70% of all the treaty settlements completed to date. So I always like to refer to some more recent achievements that Māori have done with the support, have achieved with National support, and which the National government over time, over different periods of time, has actually led out. And that helps contextualise the dual aspirations that many iwi and Māori have, and that sit very consistently and aligned with the values and practices of the National Party. You know, in 1936, as a response to the growing space that socialism was starting to build in New Zealand, the National Party was formed by Adam Hamilton and Aperanata, Aperanata, and other leaders at that time. And there have been some wonderful Māori leaders that have been part of the National Party, whether or not that's people like Ben Couch or Peita Hirunui Jones, Machu Taho, Graham Latimer, and others, Hekia Parata, even Paula Bennett, who was, I understand, the first Māori woman Deputy Prime Minister. So there's been a very strong rope or thread of mahitahi between the National Party, iwi and Māori communities throughout the last 80 years, and particularly in the last 30 or 40 years. And I always pay tribute to those people and those leaders who, notwithstanding the perceptions and the criticisms of National, have actually drawn together National and Māori interests to provide immense benefits to our peoples.
Kia ora rā, nei te mihi. Thank you for that. And you you raise good points that the National Party isn't necessarily anti-Māori at all and has a history, as you say, of leading up some of these kaupapa.
Well, not only that. I would lean into saying that the National Party has been very pro-leo and very pro-identity and very pro-culture and very pro-settling of treaty claims that have led to the economic and social renaissance of a lot of Māori communities. And there is often a suggestion that's made, and I would call it a misstep in people's perceptions, that National Party and Māori Party don't do anything together, and the Labour Party's done the most for Māori communities and for iwi. And I question that. I question that, and I put that up as an opinion rather than a fact. And I like to draw on other facts and other perceptions to give better people a more colourful and granular context around how parties have worked with Māori and with communities to do good things. And I always say there's no one party that is representative of all iwi or Māori communities, notwithstanding the monikers or the nomenclatures that some parties have.
In terms of your personal values, what is it that made you decide, was there a moment that you thought, right, I'm ready, it's time to put my hand up for politics? Was there a moment?
Well, there definitely was a growing concern at the way our society and the way the country had been developing through the COVID pandemic. But this has been a long-standing ambition and aspiration of mine to give the very best that I can for our country in any manner that I can, whether or not that's in the legal space, the business space, the cultural, social, charitable space, or the political space. But I think that ultimately I have a set of skills and knowledge and networks, not exclusive to me, and not necessarily being the best in the world in these skills, knowledge, and networks, but I thought I could weave those things together to contribute to a change of direction in the country. And the National Party had a very aligned values basis to my whānau values basis. And I've said before, even on this radio channel, that my parents were both National supporters during their lives because of that notion of strong whānau, strong communities, and personal responsibility, working hard, competitive enterprise, and working hard for the rewards, loyalty to the country and the head of state, sustainable environment, equality of opportunity, amongst other values. And those values resonated with my values. and continue to do so. Hence why I put my hand up last year when the by-election opportunity came through in Hamilton West, and my wahine Ariana is from Hamilton, Waikato Maniapoto, Tūwhare Tō Raukawa, and also Ngāpui. But she was brought up in Hamilton and went to Church College, brought up in Hamilton West. And so that is a very comforting for her that I put my hand up to be a politician, to be the local MP in the electorate that she was brought up in.
Rawe. And how has it been? How has your first few months in that role been?
Well, part of the process of becoming an MP, and I was very fortunate to earn the trust of the hardworking people of Hamilton West to become the MP, is just getting used to the systems, the practices, the protocols, the tikanga of being an MP and being a strong voice for the hardworking people of Hamilton West. And that involves me acquainting myself with what goes on in Parliament, what goes on the ground in the electorate, and being a strong voice for the communities of interest and the Kiwis, Māori, Pākehā, all Kiwis and New Zealanders that live in Hamilton West. So the last 6 months is really becoming acquainted with the system, starting to figure out how I work together as a team member of the National Caucus, because politics is not a one-woman or a one-man game. It is a team game. And being part of the team, it's a great privilege to be working in a caucus that's led by Christopher Luxon and Nicola Willis, and in a national party that's led by our President Sylvia Wood, and many party members and supporters. So being a team player has been part of my raison d'etre and the way that I conduct myself. You know, even in the whānau situation, that's a team game at home. My wahine and I, if people ask me if whether or not I do the shopping, and I love doing the shopping, and my wahine loves doing the lawn mowing. So that's kids' fine. We have our own little preferences of what we do in the home front. And my tamariki, my mātāmua, te aria, te awarua, and aorangi, they have all their parts to play in the whānau environment as well.
Kia ora rā. In terms of Māori, what do you think the most pressing issues are for our people at this time?
The economy and the cost of living is the most pressing issue for Māori and for New Zealanders generally. Look, if we can't pay our way in the world, if we can't look after the economy, then there's going to be some serious impacts and consequences at a whānau level, at a community level, and at a country level. You know, one of the more difficult things that we've faced over the last few years is the state of the economy and the debt that we're now racking up. It's like raising the mortgage on our house. You've gone from $5 to $100, but you're going to have to pay that back, and very soon paying back debt is going to be the fourth largest annual expense item for the government. We're going to be paying more in debt than we do for things like the police. So that's not a situation that's a good place to be for our country. Managing debt and making sure it's good debt, not bad debt, is where we're really at. The correlation with the cost of living is quite traumatising for a lot of whānau, because people can't afford to pay for their housing, people can't afford to pay for the kai, people can't afford to pay for their parents or their children's lives, and that makes it harder and harder for Māori to thrive and to reach our potential.
And what do you think the answers are to some of those issues for Māori?
Well, as a country, we've got to get the economy back on track. What we need to do is we need to sort out and manage inflation. We need to see the interest rates come down and ultimately a more manageable space for whānau who incur costs on a daily basis, housing and food being big ones, but also petrol costs and other costs that have been quite inflationary over the last few years. So if you in Auckland, for example, you might be paying upwards of $3 for petrol in some places. And it was like that last year as well for a period of time where petrol just skyrocketed. and you could see that happening again. Now, the economy, and as I've said it before, it does link into other things like education and health and the environment and justice and crime. But the economy and the cost of living is something that's right in front of us right now. For Māori families, Māori communities, it's something we have to tackle together as a country. And we can manage and we can support one another, but ultimately we've got to get our economy firing again.
Kia ora. I've got one final question for you.
Come on.
And this one is I just like to know your opinion on this, and it's been on my mind since it was said, and it is from Winston Peters. We're going to go there, cousin, about Māori not being Indigenous. Now, I can take his point technically that we're from Hawaiki. I can take that. But what I couldn't take was the kōrero around the Wiri Waikiki's mata ora being a scribble. And so I don't want to frame anything here. I just would like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I did hear the claim, that Winston's claim that Māori are not Indigenous. And I have many reflections on that. Here's the first reflection. There's a waiata from a place that we are from, you and I, and it goes like this. He Māori aho, he Māori koe. He Māori aho, he Māori koe. Nōku tēnei whenua, nō ōku tūpuna. So that's the first thing that I'd reflect on. The second thing that I reflect on is that there's a Facebook post by Paul Moon that runs through a number of questions, and the answers all point to us being Indigenous to Aotearoa, New Zealand. The third thing that I would say is that we believe we are Indigenous. All the other party leaders in the political space believe we are Indigenous. I think most New Zealanders believe we are Indigenous, and I would say that 99.95% of Māori would say we're Indigenous, and yet there is one person who has said we're not Indigenous. Well, that's very unusual, but I acknowledge that some people have different opinions to mine, and my opinion is that we are Indigenous.
Kia ora. Kia ora. Well, I'm going to leave the last word for you. You can take as long as you like. There's no time limit. And I just want to give the platform over to you to kōrero to our people. E whakarongo mai ana, ki wiwi, ki wāwā, ki tēnei pito, ki tērā pito te motu. Mō kōrero. What your hopes and your ambitions are for Māori, and how you plan on bringing those to fruition.
Oh, ka pai. Well, my view and my observation is Māori want to live in a safe, prosperous and successful Aotearoa, and safe, prosperous and successful world where we can pursue our cultural, social, environmental, economic, reo and other aspirations and be successful in reaching those aspirations. Right now, we've got a lot of challenges, manuka takatoa in front of us in Aotearoa, and we see a lot of our whānau crossing the ditch and moving over to Australia or other places. You know, the cost of living and the economy, a big weddle, a big manuka takatoa in front of us, and we need to right-size the economy, cost of living, and other related aspects like infrastructure in order to get our country back on track, but also to provide a space and a place for Māori to thrive and reach our potential. We've got to restore law and order. Those things are very important, and it's often the case that Māori are the victims of crime and law and order issues. So it's something that we have to restore, but we have to also make sure that our communities are safer and stronger. Once we do that, we're in a far better position to provide the health and education services for our tamariki mokopuna and for our mātua and our kaumātua, but also those other services that government and communities are responsible for. This is the intent of the National Party, the party that I am a part of, and representative of as the MP for Hamilton West, Kirikiri or Kiduru. This is the type of plan that we want to bring back for the country and get our whenua. That's all of us New Zealanders, Māori, Pākehā and others, in a space where we can thrive and we can reach our potential.
Yeah. Ah, that works. So wonderful to have a kōrero with you.